How we doing? Headed to Philadelphia to play in the NFC Championship. Excited about the opportunity. Our guys are doing a good job of preparation this week, and we'll continue to prep, you know, throughout the rest of the week. Questions?
Coach, I think all four conference finalists finished in the top five this year in scoring defense. How is it in this day and age when, you know, like, rules are a little bit geared towards the offenses, and supposedly people talk about quarterbacks winning championships and things like that, where defenses really are able to kind of lead the way still?
Yeah, I think, you know, you've got to be able to play, number one, good situational football as a team, and then defensively, if you can handle those situations and be able to give your team sort of an edge as far as getting off the field on third downs, and then giving up, you know, a few points in the red zone, all those things are very, you know, geared towards us having success on Sunday.
Does defense still win championships?
I think defensively, if you get, it's going to give you a chance to go win a championship. If you don't play good defense, then you got to outscore your opponent every week.
Pass option, what can help your team go against that?
Well, that's something that, you know, has been a part of them and it's been successful for them. So we're just preparing this week and preparing for that, you know, what we're going to do against it schematically. And, you know, it'll be tough for our guys, but I think, you know, they've done a good job picking up what we're asking them to do during the course of the week, and hopefully we can go out and execute on Sunday.
Some key guys that are not too far removed from college where they maybe see that a
little
bit more.
I think that's a part of it, but our offense, you know, is a part of what they do, so it's not something that we haven't seen. We've played a lot of teams during the course of the year that's been a part of their package, so we understand, you know, our guys have a good understanding of what's expected from them. So from that aspect of it, you know, we just got to continue to work through the rest of the week, and, you know, they can line up and play against it on Sunday.
Surely it's always hard to hold down a Drew Brees offense for an entire game, but were there anything from that second half that you see that you wanted to tighten up heading into this week?
Yeah, I mean, there are some things that we identified that we wish we would have played better, and some things that we had to get corrected, and, you know, we've done that through the course of this week, and we also know it's a copycat league, so we also have to be on our P's and Q's for our game plan this week.
Everybody always asks the offensive guys what it's like to go up against your defense, but, you know, flip it around for a second. How do you think the defense has been sharpened maybe by practicing against this offense?
I think our guys pay attention to the details no matter who we're playing from week to week. We've got different packages, different guys we ask to do matchup-wise, different assignments, different pressures, just different things that we ask guys to do from week to week. I think they have a good fundamental understanding of what our defense is about, and then we can, you know, pick and choose what we have to as far as the matchup that we've got that week. So it's a credit to them for the attention to detail of what we're asking them to do from week to week. When we get into a game, we have to adjust. So it's a credit to them for paying attention to the details of what we're asking them to do.
The way that maybe Philadelphia plays against the run and you guys' style of playing against the run, and both teams being 1-2?
Yeah, I think they're, you know, from what I understand, we haven't seen them a lot on defense, you know, through the course of the year. But I understand that they're aggressive up front. Their front seven are very aggressive, and, you know, they're very good in the coverage part of it, of matching up man-to-man and being able to handle keeping leverage on the routes. So it's very similar to us. I mean, we think we're pretty aggressive up front. We try to be aggressive up front with our techniques and our fundamentals, and our guys having a good understanding of how we're going to attack the run. And I think that's a big part of it. I think, you know, those guys buying into what it is that we want to do. I can't speak for them, but for us, I think they buy into what it is we want to do to try to help, you know, not give up big runs, big plays, explosive runs, those kind of things.
Everson has kind of turned around, but you got his hand up on the deflection that Barr intercepted.
Uh-huh.
What did you think about him?
Well, I mean, that's a part of, you know, we talk about that from week to week in our pass rush, you know, how many tip balls guys were. And, you know, when you have a shorter quarterback, you're able to get that done a little bit because his vision, he's got to get the ball up in the air. So it's a good play, good heads-up play by Everson. Good job by Barr hustling to his responsibility in the coverage. It was a tip ball. He ended up, you know, intercepting it. Ended up being a big play for us during the course of the game. Okay. Good.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.